what you would do here in the ruins where this will lead. Oh, but I know that down through the years, I look on this moment and see your hand on it. Know you were here.
judged,
that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? How wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Great multitudes followed him, and behold, Matthew 8. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, there came a leper. Matthew 7. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? How wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again, and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes.
Welcome, welcome into Faith, Love, Hope Church Ministry on this blessed Tuesday. We want you all to join in with us. Welcome, welcome, welcome in. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. If you have any prayer requests, I want you to post your prayer requests. We want to thank you all for joining in with us through the radio station, through the podcast. Welcome, welcome on Alexa. We want you all to join in with us for prayer, reading, and worship. Father God, we thank you for this blessed day that you have given us. Father God, your word teaches us in Matthew chapter 12. It tells us that we are to do unto others as they do unto us. And your word teaches us that this is the law in Matthew 12 and 7, that we are to do unto others as they do unto us. Father God, we follow your word, Father God, and we apply it to our life. Father, we come before you that we are fearfully and we are wonderfully made in your image. Father God, we come before you that we ask and we shall receive. Father God, we come before you that we seek and we shall find, and we knock and the door shall be open. Father, we come before you knowing that all things work together for the good of those who are in Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for that air to protection. Father God, we apply your word to our life from Matthew 7:12. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that man shall do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophet. Father God, we come before you. Your word say, enter ye into that straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is that way. Father God, we enter into that gate. Father, as we enter into that gate, Father God, we come, Father God, prepare, Father God, to do according as you have called us to do, Father. Father, we come before you that eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard what you have prepared for those, God, who are called according to your purpose. Father God, we are walking in your anointing. We are walking in your wisdom. Father God, we are walking in your guidance and we are walking in your purpose. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that we are blessed when we come and we are blessed when we go. Father, we come before you that we submit our bodies unto you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, Father, which is our reasonable servant. Father, we come before you, Father God, we are full of joy and we are full of peace. Father, we come before you not being equally yoked together with unbeliever. What fellowship righteousness with darkness? Father God, we come before you, Father God, that we sow good seed into good soil, into good ground. Father God, we come before you where two and three are gathered together and touch and agree that it shall come to pass. Father, we come before you, putting our trust in you. We put our hope in you. We don't put our trust in our brethren, but we put our trust in you. Father God, we come before you that anything that you see, Father God, that is not like you, we ask that you remove it, that you will make those things right. Father God, we come before you that we are walking in your purpose. We are walking in your will. We are walking in your anointing. Father God, we are full of your joy. Father God, we thank you, Father God. We come before you, Father God, that you will cleanse up the nation, that you will cleanse it, that you will clean it, that you will purify it, and that you will make it holy. Father God, we pray, Father God, for everyone that's listening tonight, that's listening by the radio, that you will bless them, that you will meet them right where they are, Father, that you will meet their needs, Father, that you will bless them, Father, that you will lead them, Father, that you will guide them, Father, that you will put a hedge of protection over their family, that you will protect their rising up, their going out, protect them as they go to and fro through the earth, Father God, as they are driving, as they are at work. Father God, we ask that you will protect them. We pray, Father God, that you will put a hedge of protection, Father God, over those kids who are catching a bus to school, those kids who are in classroom. Father God, we pray, Father God, that you will protect them from any hurt, harm, or danger. Father God, we pray against human trafficking, that you will stop human trafficking, that you will stop drug trafficking, Father God. Father, we come before you, Father God, that you will stop those lies, Father God, that are being perceived across the nation, Father God, of you, that your truth will reveal and your truth will prevail. Father God, we come before you tonight, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Father God, we come before you tonight, that we are blessed and highly favored. Father God, we ask, Father God, that you will look deep into our hearts, Father God, and we pray, Father God, anything that need to be renewed, that you will renew it. Father, we pray for our families, that you will bless our families, Father God. We pray, Father God, in the mighty name of the Father, that you will protect them, that you will keep them, that you will provide for them. We ask for your grace and mercy to be amongst them, Father. Father God, we come before you tonight, Father God, that where sin abound, grace must more abound. Father God, I thank you tonight that I am no longer a slave to sin, that we no longer walk in sin, that we no longer live in sin, that we no longer abide in sin, and we are no longer a slave to sin. Father, we come before you tonight that we are walking in grace. We are walking in your mercy. We are walking in your favor. Father, we come before you tonight that we are kept and we are blessed. Father God, we are highly favored. We are highly blessed and we are kept up under your blessings. We are kept in your anointing. We are kept in your wisdom and knowledge. Father God, we come before you tonight leaving those things which are behind us and pressing towards the mark of the higher calling. Father God, we come before you that you will take us to that land and that we will possess that land that's flowing with milk and honey. Father God, we come before you praying for a revival, Father God, that revival will come to the hearts and minds and souls of the people, and that it will come to the church, and it will come to the neighborhoods, and it will do a renewing of spirits, that it will renew your spiritual gifts in them. It will renew your spiritual gifts, Father God, in the nation. Father God, that people who are not saved, Father God, will know who you are. We pray for those who are not saved, that revival coming, that they will come to you. They will want to know who you are, because we pray, Father God, that every unbeliever, everywhere they go, that they will hear your name. They will hear your word. They will hear you, and they want to know more of you and get closer to you. Father, we come before you tonight, Father God, that we know, Father God, that what we do according to you. We do it in your anointing. We do it in your wisdom. Father God, we thank you tonight. Father God, we come before you, Father God, that we are walking in patience. We are walking in kindness. We are walking in gentleness. We are walking in self-control. Father God, your word teaches us that we are known by their fruits, Father God. And we thank you, Jesus, because you are worthy. Father God, we thank you tonight that we are walking in your blessings. We are walking in your favor. We are walking in your wisdom. And we are walking in your guidance, Father God. Amen. Welcome, welcome in. If you have any prayer requests, we want you to post it. We want you all to look for Sleeping with the Enemy by Regina Tolliver on Amazon Kindle, and it will be out at the end of April. And we want you all to go to Amazon Kindle and go and purchase the book. It will be on sale for $10. Also, you can go out there, and if you don't want to purchase it, you can go out there and read it. And it's Sleeping with the Enemy by Regina Tolliver, and it will be out at the end of next month. You all have a blessed day.